What about the opposite of used to be? You might say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She what?
She didn't used to be.
Okay. And that would be the common phrase you'd use, didn't used to be. Okay, somebody who leaves a lot of money on the table, let's say like on your desk here, if you were to leave a lot of money on your table, and walk out and leave the door open, you'd say that's
careless.
That's very careless, okay. And now talking about, you might have a relative, most of my family does it anyway, right? You might have a relative that's not quite right. You might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind of...
A bit fey.
Fey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It all depends, you know, that if she is fey to a certain extreme, you might even go so far as to say she's slightly pixelated.
Pixelated?
Not pixelated, slightly pixelated. You never said that someone's pixelated, they're always slightly pixelated.
What about queer? Use that?
Not since about the early 50s, because of course in the early 50s when I was approaching adolescence, that word always meant homosexual.
Uh-huh. Kent took on that meaning.
Right. Uh-huh.
What about, okay, so then nowadays, or from that point on, the common term...
That's probably just in my own life, though, because I hear people use queer all the time, not meaning homosexual.
Then would that be generally older people?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Better watch that tape and make sure it doesn't run up.
Okay, if a man is very sure of his own ways and never wants to change, you say, don't be so
set in your ways.
Okay. Let me see, somebody who makes up his mind and nothing can make him change it. You say he's what, mighty? Same thing?
Opinionated.
Opinionated. Mm-hmm. Would you ever use bullheaded?
No, not really. I think I might hard-headed or stubborn.
Stubborn.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody you can't joke with without making him lose his temper. You say he's very... Sometimes you have somebody who loses his temper when the least little thing goes wrong. So he's awfully...
I don't like what?
Touchy?
Yeah, touchy, certainly.
Any others like that, like touchy?
I can think of a lot of them, but they're acquisitions rather than...
Uh-huh.
Touchy, I'm pretty sure, though, is one we use.
Okay.
But then there seems to be... I just have a mental block against it. I can't think of
okay.
it. I think it's because I know some people who are fairly close to me now who are like that, and they are kind of clouding the issue for me.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. If you know somebody like that, you might say, "Well, I was just kidding him. I didn't know he'd get
so fired up." Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Fired up. Would you use other words? Would you normally use mad in that slot there? I didn't know he'd get...
Yeah, I think so, but then probably not...
Or would you prefer angry?
I prefer angry, probably.
Okay. Let me see. If somebody's about to lose his temper, you might tell him, well, look, just...
Summer down.
Okay. Or if you're in a burning building with a lot of people in it, someone might say, look, everybody just keep...
Calm.
Okay. Let me see. If... you've been working very hard. You say you're very
tired.
And any other terms, strong terms like that?